Are You Playing?
Hello, and welcome to What the Bleep Are You Playing? A podcast where we play a game, many times bad, and tell you why the bleep we played it. I am bassist Sean, this is drummer Thomas, and lead singer Mason. And we played... Rock Band 4.
Now, I know this is a little bit recent for the stuff that we play. Like, this was 2015 is when this game came out, so it's the newest game we've played for this. But you can pretty much just consider this our stand-in for the first Rock Band, the one I've played more of.
This is essentially our Rock Band retrospective without actually being a Rock Band retrospective.
Exactly.
What we have to say on this one, we'll probably have to say on this
one. All of them.
On all of them.
Aside from maybe three with the keyboard stuff.
Yeah.
But, so we played Rock Band 4 on a Xbox
One?
Okay.
Yes. The brick.
I was like, which Xbox did we play on? On an Xbox One. And
look, all of their names are just basically the same phrases swapped around.
Yeah.
You could have said any of them and you'd have a good shot of being right.
Fair enough.
The X1 Box One.
Look, I love Xbox. Their naming convention sucks.
Anyway. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we're off air, but like everyone thought it was going to be the Xbox 720, and then it wasn't. You know, or just that the 360 was going to be... the point of the 360 was that like it was supposed to be like going around in a circle, like you've completed around into the next
yes.
thing, but like you know that means you're back where you started, right? Someone pointed out, like you know that's back where you started, right?
It's like the one meme, I turned 360 degrees and left the theater. No, you didn't. 360 degrees mean you're just in the same theater.
But Xbox naming conventions aside, we sat down and played some Rock Band, you know. If you are big into rhythm games and music, this was the franchise for you, really.
Yeah.
You know, Guitar Hero dominated for a while, and then kind of Rock Band took what Guitar Hero had done and incorporated the band aspect to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Guitar Hero adjusted and kind of came out afterwards, but then Rock Band was like, here. All the music.
Yeah. It's weird. Like, the whole thing with... Guitar Hero and Rock Band is incredibly interesting because when they first started out, it was Harmonix and Red Octane who were making it,
mm-hmm.
and I believe Activision who was publishing it,
mm-hmm.
and then right around like the second or third Guitar Hero game after it came out, they ended up getting split. Harmonix got purchased by someone, and then Red Octane got purchased by someone else, and then they were off doing their separate things, and it became a rivalry.
Yeah, because I played a decent amount of one of the Guitar Heroes early on, especially when I'd go and visit my cousin when he was off in college. I would spend time in his dorm room and play Guitar Hero, and so that was one of the things we played. There was also Call of Duty and various
right.
of other video games, but that was one of the games that we played a fair amount. And then I remember the E3 when Rock Band was announced. I remember that they were like, you know, here's this and all these things. And my brother, who was and is a big music guy, had his own band and everything, was, I believe, if I know the story right, was like starting to drum or learning to drum or things like that, and got all the Rock Band stuff. And so I played a decent amount of the original Rock Band on the 360, albeit rarely playing the drums because I was very bad at the drums.
Mm-hmm. That's very fair.
But I played the original Rock Band more as being a guitar hero, just, you know,
mm-hmm.
doing the same things, but with really good music.
Yeah, and that was the thing that sort of separated Rock Band from Guitar. When they both first started coming out at the same time, Guitar Hero rather was still sort of in its own lane, and you know, focusing more on like the older songs. Like I think 3 had the Legends of Rock attached to it in the title, and they were all very focused on, like, older music, you know, 70s, 80s, very guitar-heavy stuff. Obviously, it's in the name. But when Rock Band came out, it was more focused on music of the time.
Mm-hmm.
It had a lot, mm-hmm. you know, it had... And there were older songs on it. I think Paranoid by Black Sabbath was one of the first songs. Enter Sandman is on the first Rock Band. But then it also had, like, it was mainly made up of stuff like Radiohead and Weezer and Nirvana and stuff that was popular at the time. And that's what sort of separated it at the time. Later on, they both kind of became more and more similar as things went on. But until you got to the game that we played, when they broke, like, this was... So, like, we mentioned it earlier, 2010 is when Rock Band 3 came out, and, sorry, I'm kind of going into a thing, but...
That was, it's fine.
but, so, Rock Band 3 was, came out...
Can you tell this is Mason's game?
This is my game, yes. So, Rock Band 3 came out in 2010, and then the last, I can't remember which Guitar Hero game was, like, the last one before they went on their hiatus was, I think it was 5? I think it was, yeah, Guitar Hero 5 was their last one. And then they went on like a 5-year hiatus. And then, like, at the same time, Rock Band came out with Rock Band 4, and then Guitar Hero came out with Guitar Hero Live, which was completely different from any other Guitar Hero game, introducing a new controller and a new, and the game looked completely, like, they integrated, like, actual live recording footage in their game. Rock Band 4 was very much the fourth Rock Band game, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, the whole rhythm games in general to me are just so interesting, and these ones particularly.
We're also kind of in, like, a different era of rhythm games at this point, and why actually this, I think, is a good game to play at this point, even though it isn't, you know, that old compared to some of the games we've played. Rhythm games have kind of changed in the last 5 to 6 years, as you've had more of the combat-based rhythm games returning back.
Yeah, stuff like Hi-Fi Rush.
Mm-hmm.
Hi-Fi Rush, Metal Hellsinger.
Metal Hellsinger,
BPM, yeah. Bolts per minute.
Mm-hmm.
Pistol Whip, the one for VR.
Yeah, yeah. The after, I think some of that was like when Beat Saber was the big
yes.
thing. So, like, the rhythm game kind of changed a bit. So...
Yeah.
It makes sense that Guitar Hero went on a hiatus, and Rock Band is now 9 years between games. But they're just like, here's music, lots of music.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Yeah.
I mean, we were floored by some of the amounts of music. Also, some of the omissions as well were a little bit surprising.
Yeah.
But
and this is something that I brought up, I think, to you guys, is that they were continuously adding songs since the game released in 2015, and only stopped bringing them out this year
mm-hmm.
is when they stopped. And, like, for a while, it was, like, 2 songs every week were coming onto the DLC list. And it's a very impressively huge roster. But if you've played the game as long as I have, and if you've had it for that long, you start to notice the songs that aren't there more than the ones that you do. And it doesn't help when, like, they'll have certain bands on there, and they'll have, like, a good amount of songs by that band, but they won't have the song. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they won't, like, a good, like, the example that I always go back to, where it's like, well, but where, like, the list is impressive, but then the omissions, like you said, are glaring, is Guns N' Roses. Because Guns N' Roses is on there, but all the songs are from their last album, and nothing that they
none
have
of their classic
is none of the classic stuff,
mm-hmm.
none of it. And so it's like, so why even include them at all at that point? And then you got, you know, no Metallica on there, which they're a bit tricky with getting the rights to stuff. And then yet they appear in Fortnite. Like, what, Rock Band wasn't good enough for you, but Fortnite was.
Yes.
What's happening here?
I mean, the biggest omission was there's no VeggieTales.
Yeah,
I mean,
you want to know why? Because Fortnite's made a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
That's very
and
true. That's very true.
Not to say, again, Rock Band is huge and successful, and Rock Band 4 was a very, very successful game that has continued to make them money. But as the genre has changed a bit and moved on a little bit from kind of what that was, to less of that sitting down and playing with your friends type of thing.
Yeah.
You kind of have seen maybe that, you know, okay, there's not as much money for the artists necessarily in this to do it. And so But I don't know. I there's some of these things that, like, you know, you try to figure out, but a lot of it's just like, you know, who knows with these, you know, what contract deals are going down to get into this, and how much they can spend to continue the game, you know, 5, 6, 7 years after the point.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, who knows? But, yeah, it is an extensive list. We had a lot of fun going through the list. I think we spent almost as much time going through the music as we did playing the game.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk a little bit about this gameplay of Rock Band 4.
I was
if you've played Rock Band. There you go.
Yeah, that's
it. They had a formula and they really stuck with it. Aside from trying to tweak things in 3, that then they've gone back from.
It's not even like they don't add new stuff to this game because they do. We didn't mess around with it, but there's like a whole freestyle solo type thing. There's the whole, like, kind of story mode type things that they do, but they're not very necessary.
The game modes, the thing about the sequels, Guitar Hero, and then obviously what Rock Band would do, is there was only so much you could do to change the gameplay. So the way to try to get somebody to go and buy a new version was usually the song updates or the new modes. And when you're like this now in the era of DLC, the only reason to go get it would be new modes, not as much the songs.
Yeah. But then when you have this game with a song list that's that huge, that does kind of become the attractor in a lot of ways.
I mean, yes, but at a certain point you have to realize that 80% of the songs at this point are kind of DLC.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the thing is, I think I might be alone on this, but I think I prefer songs being purchasable to songs being unlockable, I think. When the list is this huge, especially. That's a me thing, but
I guess it depends. I will always prefer things in a video game to not be behind paywalls, to be able to unlock it with skill. But I also do see in a game like this, when it is that massive, being able to buy and choose your certain packs and which ones are on it, where instead of you being like, well, if you play for 17,000 hours, you finally have unlocked DC Talks Jesus. Yeah. That's like that. There would be a level of disappointment in some of the unlock with some of it. So I do understand the picking and choosing element of it.
I get that. But also I feel like it's a complicated question for something like this, because let's be honest, the audience of Rock Band is ridiculous. I'm talking the end game audience because the song variety is so wild. You can play Snoop Dogg, Elvis, and Breaking Benjamin back to back to back, and they'll cheer just as loud for each one. And it's like, that's not how real life works.
But it is how Rock Band works. And it does actually bring up an interesting, like, you bring up how eclectic the song choice is. I think that does make for a very, like, individualized Rock Band experience. Like, no two Rock Band game. And, like, unless you have the one person who has somehow bought every single song, which I don't know how or why you would do that, but...
Money.
But every single person's song list is going to be slightly different. And I think that's interesting.
I do get that, going back to the unlockable thing, where I was going with the damn audience thing. And it is because that the song tastes are so eclectic. So if I were playing Rock Band and I unlocked something from a band I don't care about, then, well, that would suck if there's like 200 more songs. But at the same time, I also don't want to be like, oh, pay $5 for this Breaking Benjamin pack, pay $5 for this Blink-182 pack or whatever. When I'm like, but if I could unlock those.
It adds, it's one of those things where, like, it's not necessarily in the same way of like a loot pack or something like that, like you're paying money get good or at randomizing. So there's less of
it would be complete and utter bullshit.
Yeah. There's less of the shady tactics in it and more of the feeling of, oh, that's going to add up after a while. You know, we see the same thing in a lot of fighting games with DLC when you have to buy the packs and like long running ones, you're like, oh wow. I bought the game for $70, and then, you know, there were 5, 6, 7 packs that I spent at $5 each. I spent $105 on this game, I suddenly have realized. Like, it does add up.
$5 for a fighting game pack, you're funny.
Well, yeah, that's true.
But yeah, no.
But yeah, some of them are, yeah. $5 for an individual fighter is actually more correct.
Say, there you go. but it all boils down to what you prefer. I'm always going to prefer unlockable shit because, but at the same time, I acknowledge that I get the viewpoint of, well, I could just buy this song and have it immediately to play instead of having to grind to unlock it. But
and I think for the Rock Band's sake, I think I understand why the buying is more of a thing, because again, you are having to pay a ton to get these artists. A lot of these artists work on there.
Yes.
You know, that is something that the artists are also reaping the benefit of it.
Yes.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
If they're not, hey, we got some shady tactics, which, well, that never happens. But I feel like that is definitely something that I can understand in this instance, but a lot of other games, I would be a lot more irritated at it. It'd be like, and I know that now with Smash Bros. Ultimate, you did have DLC that you had to buy, but it'd be like if the old game you're playing and you're like, oh, well, I really didn't want to play Jigglypuff, but I could have bought Falco right here at the beginning, you know, and instead, you know, it is different because it is music that you're playing and cultivating a playlist, and we do that anyway with our playlists of, you know, whatever music provider, or back in the day when you went out and bought CDs.
What's a CD?
Kind of boils down to not a problem with these games, but why I personally don't play them is because I like these songs. I don't like butchering them.
Yep. And while Mason was trying to carry our band, our rock band even, let's just say that I am not good and Thomas may be better. But it's not by that much.
I was honestly stunned at how it was somehow exactly how I pictured it was going to be, and nothing like I pictured it was going to be.
It was, again, like, we had fun playing.
We had fun. I will give myself a defense. You bitched out.
I did.
You bitched out. You were like, oh, I do drums for 2 songs.
And
have
I was like,
fun, dipshit.
It had a little bit to do with, we also had some controller mishaps, and I was like, maybe.
Yeah.
But yes, I did. I did pass that one on, be like, whoop.
Yeah, and Sean's like, hey, this is pretty easy bass. I had 6 notes the entire song. Thomas, what about you over here with 1,200 hunched over the burning drum case?
We butchered some music.
Poor Elvis.
Yeah.
Spaghetti.
We killed him twice.
This is the only time I'll ever say, good thing that Elvis was gone. You know, every other day I'm going to be like, lost him too soon. But now I'm like, whew. He dodged a bullet there. He did not have to hear what we just did to
him. It's a good thing we didn't play any Bowie.
You're gonna hear is just just turning in his grave.
But also, Mason sang some Snoop Dogg, so you know.
It felt like a hate crime.
I put that on the list because I thought it would be funny. I didn't expect it to show up, and it did.
But actually, that is something that's really cool about the game, and the way that what we got is Mason kind of built a little playlist. He asked for some input, and we kind of gave some input, but it was 94% Mason putting together, and we just played off this playlist. It was a 2-hour-long playlist of songs, and that is actually really cool that you can cultivate your own what you want to play, and that actually, unlike, say, like the old Guitar Heroes or even the old Rock Band, you can actually kind of feel what kind of band you would want to be if you wanted to. You can, while, you know, if you are good enough at the game, you can actually embody and feel that, which is actually really cool to get to that point. It's definitely, I think, in a lot of ways, being one who played not quite day one, but pretty dang close to day one Rock Band when it came out, and then playing Rock Band 4, I'm pretty much like, there's nowhere you can take this point, honestly. Like, that's kind of thing. Maybe tipping my hand for a question later a little bit, but it just kind of seems like it's reached its peak with that, which is a good thing. Like, they have found the system. They found a way to make, you know, allow you to live out a fantasy while not doing what, you know, actually having to learn to play an interest yes. rent.
The best thing gameplay wise that I can say about Rock Band 4 is the quality of life additions are fantastic mm-hmm. because you can, like, the playlist thing that I mentioned before, you can put together a curated playlist. You can play it in order, or you can play it on shuffle, however you want. The songs transition through seamlessly. You play the song, you get your score at the end, you hit A, you go right into the next song. Don't even have to go back to the set list like you would mm-hmm. on the old games. You can go right into it. All the individual instruments have their own pause mm-hmm. menus where you can change the difficulty on the fly.
That was really helpful because there was at least one song where, you know, I started out at medium and immediately went, no, we're going back to baby mode. Please go back to infant mode.
You can instantly change the difficulty. You can instantly change if you're playing right-handed or left-handed. This is one of the best things for me is you can change, no matter what difficulty you're on, how fast the notes appear. You can make it speed up, or you can bring it back mm-hmm. down to normal, which really helped for me because that oh, should I have brought that up?
Yeah. Yeah, you should have.
Would that have helped?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you know, maybe, I don't know, revealing your secrets, oh wise one. But I do think a lot of those little features are nice. Yes. I do think aesthetically, some of like the afterwards, it felt a little cluttered in some of it, like trying to read where all everything was. And again, and luckily we were playing on a fairly large screen that we could see a lot of. But if you're playing on a normal size TV, some of that stuff might be.
God forbid we were playing on Sean's TV.
Yeah,
I would have been like, "What the fuck is going on?"
Some of the
what
stuff
score
is.
Did I get?
It is very compressed into it. A lot of the little numbers are very small. There are maybe ways to make it a little a little less cluttered. But again, I think they knew who their audience was and what their audience was looking for. And so I understand why maybe they didn't spend as much time on those things and spent more time on kind of tweaking other things.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, the quality of life improvements are good.
Absolutely.
Like Mason said, I think the best thing about it is honestly the playlist thing mm-hmm. because everybody makes playlists.
Everyone.
That's just what you do nowadays.
It used to be mixed CDs. Now you make playlists. I made you a mixtape.
And then she breaks it over your head because you're a fucking incel. that's kind of the big thing about it is just having your own curated playlist because, I'm going to be honest, I looked through the bass tracks. I looked through the bass tracks. There were 5 in there I would have cared about.
That's something that I was going to bring up when we were talking about like unlocking songs versus buying songs. That is kind of like a dilemma that Rock Band brought onto itself by having kind of a weak bass set list.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
and again, there may be some things where it's like to get certain bands and to get certain of their music, they have to charge by the song more to be able to pay them type of thing. Yeah. So your initial isn't there. Again, I don't. There's a lot of contract things that probably explain it. I don't know them, but that'd be the way I would expect it.
It's one of those things that's like, music's one of those things where it's like, I like music. I don't give a shit about the industry because I mm-hmm. just don't. I don't care. Yeah, I imagine it's something to do with contracts, something to do with licensing more popular songs. Foo Fighters is in the bass roster. What Foo Fighters song do you think they'd pick? No, it's not the one you think.
that's honestly, I think that's also part of it is bands getting included. They want like their more recent songs to be included. Like you brought up the Foo Fighters song. They don't have like Learn to Fly or My Hero or anything. They have, I think it's called The Hand That Feeds, which is from their album from the previous year that the game released.
And again, that's some of the thing is like also what is the band going to, what songs are they going to want? Well, if I'm going to have an album coming out or one new, I'm going to want that one that's the new one that you're spending the money on. Like not necessarily my old stuff.
And another example, Fall Out Boy, they don't have any of their older stuff on the main set list. They don't have like Thanks for the Memories or anything like that. It's Centuries, which is from 2 years prior, so they include their more recent stuff on there.
And again, there's nothing wrong with that per se.
Oh no,
there's songs I like in the bass roster. Two of my favorite songs of all time are on the bass roster. I can't bitch too much, mm-hmm. but like, it's just some of the selections I raise my eyebrow at and go, all right.
But they do kind of, again, they do kind of make that up, like, again, bringing up Foo Fighters, like, a lot of those other songs are on the DLC list. Like, they make it up. But
yes,
again,
but that also goes back to the earlier debate of, do I want to pay $3 for my hero? Do I want to pay $3 for The Pretender? Do I want to pay $3 for Everlong?
It is a practice, and why the you know, the studios would be very excited, and everybody there is going like, look, you're going to spend at least $3 on a song. You're going to buy at least one. We know you're going to. You're probably going to buy a lot more than that, and we're going to see income from that.
Oh, yeah, I definitely. I've sunken more than I want to admit into
the reason I'm the reason they're alive.
I'm the reason they lasted this long.
And I fully,
if Fortnite didn't exist, they would have lasted another 10 years.
I fully understand that in a lot of ways, and that is how rhythm games... And that is actually where, again, a lot of the DLC practices that I don't like, I'm not as annoyed by extra content that's added to put on it. Sometimes it's just, what are you giving me and for what price? And again, one song for a certain amount or one pack of a couple of songs, I'm like, well, we said the fighting game, and it's like, here, you get these cool fighters. I'm like, I really need those fighters. Why is it $17? Oh, you get an extra item with it. Cool. Why is it $17, you know, on top of this expensive game? You know, those are the type of things that exist. It's like, yes, I'm probably going to go and spend it because I like this franchise that I'm in, or I like this thing. Yeah, but, like, it is one that's like, I wish there was more of this in the base stuff.
Again, this is just me talking, and I'm trying not to shit on this game too much, because I had fun.
Oh, yeah, we had a blast.
Honestly, the most fun I had was looking at the song list, because it was fucking hilarious.
It's so funny.
But for me, when you're asking me to buy the game, the peripherals, and also songs on top of that, and I'm like, you're taking a bit of piss. Like, that is me. That is my mentality, because I am, if you can't tell, I'm not really the biggest fan of this kind of game. I'm not a rhythm game guy, because to quote the Phineas and Ferb song, I ain't got rhythm.
cheers,
buddy. I'll drink to that.
That is something we have kind of not really talked about. The peripherals. Something that was the most important thing is, you know, you're not playing this game with a controller. You're playing this game so you can have your guitar, your drums, your microphone, no more keyboards. But you're adding that in, and each of those is fairly expensive, and adding to the whole package of how much money you're going to spend on this. And again, while this is, we may be kind of harping on this, but I think this is the biggest thing about this game that we from it is it is a game that is a lot of fun. It is great to be with, you know, friends and goof off and play music and in a lot of ways it replaced what, you know, home karaoke in a lot of ways. Mm-hmm. But, you know, a home karaoke machine is quite a bit cheaper than...
I think it all boils down to how passionate you are about these kind of games. Because if you buy the new peripherals, like that new peripheral for Fortnite Festival and Rock Band 4, that's like a guitar that's $130 or something like that, or is it even more expensive?
It's really expensive. I can't... Riffmaster?
Riffmaster.
I think that's what it's called, yeah. I can't remember how much it is.
But, like, for me, if you buy that, that's fine, because that's the same as a pro fighting game player, or not even pro, just someone who really likes fighting games.
That's
buying a fight
scene. Yeah, it's true.
Like, that's fine. It's just for me. That's my mentality.
It's that everything adds up on it. It's less about, like, oh, of course, if you're going to play this game and want to play this game, you're going to want the drums, and you're going to want the guitar, and you're going to want the everything, because without it, the game is not going to be as fun. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing. It's just, on top of talking about the DLC and the added songs, it just is more and more money, which for them, good. They want more and more money. The whole point of the game for them is to make money. But for the consumer, and you know, for someone like me or like Thomas, who this is not going to be their style of game, I'm a new game plus peripherals plus songs plus all this, I'd be like, I'm probably out. You know, that's not where I'm going to spend my money. And again, that's not, again, I doesn't promote anyone that has bought all of it and enjoyed it.
Because if you bought it and enjoyed it, then who gives a fuck if you like it?
And I guess it's not that much different than, you know, back in the 90s when we had a Nintendo 64 or we had, you know, later on with like GameCube and Xbox that had four controllers. And maybe if you're just wanting to play games at home, but if you're wanting to play with your friends, you're going to go out and buy controllers. You're going to, you know, maybe you're going to buy the really bad Mad Catz controllers. We'll get back to Mad Catz in just a second.
I was going
to
say, speak of the devil and the devil.
But maybe you're giving them the bad controller. But even then, you're spending, you know, 15 at the time, 15, 20 bucks a controller, you know, at the time for Mad Catz. Yeah. Nowadays, if you're wanting to buy, you're spending $70.
Oh, no, I need to take out a loan.
And that, I think, is the thing with a lot of this is I don't want to say the peripherals feel cheap because they aren't. No, and they're older peripherals.
I was going to say, that's a thing. We also were playing on peripherals from the base game.
Yeah.
9 years
ago. Yeah, they were older.
That's,
so
that's going to...
But we had a lot of technical issues.
Yeah, those peripherals, I'll say this. And I don't know how much these guys will believe me, but when I tested them all out individually, they worked fine.
That's normal for us. We test something out and everything's great, and then the moment we did...
And then the moment we put all of it together, shit goes wrong.
Oh, no.
But again, but also I think that goes into a lot of it with the peripherals and all those things is like, how long are they going to last, you know? Yeah. How much... And again...
And to be fair, if these are lasting 9 years and longer than the... purchase might be worth.
Yeah, that's absolutely a good point in all of this, you know, because I have had controllers that I've bought that didn't last, you know, 4 years, let alone 9 years. So, like, a lot of those things do exist. It's just, I think, as I think through a lot of this sort of game and what all of the cost means for it, for myself, a lot of it, it all adds up in my head. I go, I don't know about this.
Okay. I will say, getting back to the peripherals, I'll give myself some of the blame for the drums.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I got pissed, I hit those things
so hard. So hard. Same. Or, you know, you're hitting the and it just,
like the pedal's just a chord. Mm-hmm. Like the pedal's just a chord, which I actually like a lot. It's just a chord. That's actually really cool. The drums, folks, I am an angry man sometimes, and those drums felt my wrath and those poor things.
Which I think is a good thing for it, a legitimately good thing for it, that we're talking about a 9-year-old drum peripheral for a video game console, and angrily on it, and even if we had problems at times with it, it still works after 9 years of getting wailed on.
Exactly.
So, you know, legitimately... props to you. Like that is something like, despite our problems and despite some of with all of it, these were built to last. You can tell that.
Oh yeah.
So and like, again,
that's why I don't get cynicism despite all I've said.
Exactly.
This is just stuff that I personally disagree with, but I don't get cynicism. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would get cynicism if, you know, I did. And it all of a sudden crumbled like a Looney Tune.
And I think that's some of it, the difference you can see. So you can kind of probably hear the difference in some of our voice and the way we're saying a lot of it is this was, in a lot of ways, what Mason loves. Yes. This sitting down with friends and rocking out, you know?
Yes.
Like that, a lot of it. So us being able to be there and have fun and do it and watch and get Mason just having the time of his life,
and
you
watch
know? It,
watching Sean standing up playing his guitar like a Chuck E. Cheese head. And funniest thing to me.
Trying to find any rhythm to try to get any, and I did. I found enough to get through it and get it at a high score. Finally, I was like, all right, if I get kind of a little rhythm, it's gonna look awkward. It's gonna look very mechanical. You know, maybe I need to be one of those, you know, automaton bands. You know? But yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
So
when it worked, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Again, just going back to the drums, man, those pissed me off. Like, they were fun. Do not get me wrong. They're a fucking workout.
Mm-hmm.
The drums are a goddamn
workout. It is still, like, at first, like, okay, yeah, do. What do you mean? Oh, no, that was bad. Oh, no, oh, no. Like,
but, like, especially, like, I forget what song exactly it was, but there was one song where Mason was like, oh, I love this song. I look 4-star drone difficulty, and I just, in the back of my head, oh no.
We brought it up while we were playing that, like, the guitars, they kind of simulate what guitars are like. The drums are the most realistic.
Yeah, the drums do kind of simulate, which, do actually simulate drumming.
Which is very funny, because Mason and Sean are doing that. I'm like, yeah, they're realistic. What do you think, Tom's shit?
So, I mentioned earlier, when talking about other controllers, and I did drop the name Mad Catz for a reason. The initial game, Rock Band 4, was published by Mad Catz, and they did make the original instruments. Now, they haven't, they moved on from it at a point, but. They
moved on to bankruptcy.
Yeah.
which. It's a Grim Reaper, man.
Legitimately, when I found that out, I was laughing, like, no wonder we had problems, because always the Mad Catz controllers were the one you gave to your friends, because you'd have the advantage, because they weren't as good.
And then they'd beat you with the Mad Catz controller, and you'd feel sad.
Or you take the controller, the Mad Catz controller, and if you lose, you're like, well, it's just because I have this bad controller, but I'm such a good friend. I let you have the good controller. I just, you know. Exactly.
You know, it's funny. You brought up, we brought up the Riffmaster earlier, and being like, oh, if you played the game enough, you bought it, that would make sense. I did consider almost for like a split second buying the Riffmaster. I could not justify that purchase. I could not do it.
Well, that makes sense, because I have also considered several times buying a fight stick, but I'm not good enough at games to do it. It'd be like if I was playing, I'll play Red Dead Redemption 2. I'll buy the actual gun.
I'll buy Resident Evil 4 and buy the chainsaw control.
Look, Christ. I've said it before. I want that chainsaw controller so bad.
Why?
I want that chainsaw controller. I need it.
Just get the goddamn Shadow the Hedgehog controller. Put the fucking L1 and R1 buttons on the side of the console like goddamn heathens.
I believe the controller
like heathens.
There weren't very many of them that were released, but I believe Final Fantasy X-2 had the Yuna's guns were the controllers released for. I believe they had them as a controller. They were just PlayStation controllers, but shaped like guns.
That would be immensely awkward to hold.
Oh, very much. This is why a lot of those peripherals were not made to actually play. Mm. Except the chainsaw controller is the greatest controller of all time.
That's a line you know, I believe.
Oh, very much.
Anyways.
But yeah, we had a lot of fun playing this, going through it. And even though, you know, we can sit and dissect the game and say problems and things that exist in it, I don't think you can take away the fun that this game does provide.
For sure. For a season finale and a season where we've kind of been all about having fun with the buds, it's fitting that this is what this season ends on.
That in a lot of ways was kind of the last hurrah of fun with the buds video games. Yeah. Like, legitimately.
At least couch co-op.
Yeah, yeah. Like, again, like, you can still have lots of fun playing online, and there is still some local co-op that exists there, but, like, it is so few and far between. And, yeah, we have really this season. A lot of the games we've played have been couch co-op, sitting down, cracking open some Mountain Dews and eating pizza games, you know? And then there's Dante's Inferno. Which is the epitome of that, right?
Yeah.
Sure. Except instead of eating pizza, you lose your appetite.
Yeah.
That's not a game you can play while eating.
I sure. did notice...
You have not lived my life, brother.
I did notice that there was, again, we did not spend much time messing with the character models and stuff like that.
Customizable.
But the amount of, like, extra other game content that has been added into it, you know, that they had promotional outfits from Fallout 4, Psychonauts, Battleborn, Mass Effect, Destiny, and World of Warcraft have all had different things that have been incorporated into it. That's cool. Like, that.
So what, you're just singing all the small things and you have full, like, Raritanium armor on?
Yeah.
All the small
things. So, something I didn't bring up while we were playing, and something that I get to bring up here in recording, which is fun, is that when you play this game, you get to name your band. Anybody want to guess what the band is named?
The dude Mason wants to fuck.
No.
The band. Chess ass.
No. The band that you guys were playing as and the band that I named is Idiot Sandwich.
Hmm.
That checks out. There also was a special special cell shaded Sterling Archer avatar from the animated show Archer in the game.
Why don't I have that? So disappointed in myself.
He would only sing Danger Zone.
And he'd be terrible. He'd be drunk on stage. He wouldn't have even had a drink.
Highway to
Danger Zone!
Then he'd pass out. He'd be like, we spent $600 on this.
But yeah, we had fun. There's a lot of support to this game. And again, despite some of the flaws with the payment model, I do love seeing games that get support for years. I like seeing studios that are constantly doing things with the game. I like updates. I like DLC. I like feeling like I can go, it's a way to go back to games and be able to do more things with games. So it is cool that a game that came out in 2015 had so much support for so many years.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
But on this podcast, we ask two important questions of every game that we play. The first is, how does this game hold up?
It's odd that we have this question considering this game stopped being supported like a couple months ago.
Like yesterday.
You go. It's your game.
This is an interesting question because we haven't had one like this where it's like, gameplay-wise, yes, it does hold up very, very well. But practically, with these controllers and that environment, it had issues. Mm-hmm. And it had issues when I played the first Rock Band, for as long as we played it, we never had. Never had any issues with the controllers like we did there. And so it ends up being a mixed bag.
Mad Cat's curse.
It is an issue one because I can't necessarily pinpoint anything that doesn't necessarily hold up, but also there's an element of this game that feels like it's from a different time. Yes. Like it's one of those games that's like, yeah, it holds up everything. There's nothing that I can point and say that doesn't hold up. But also I'm like, this feels like a game that is way older than 9 years than it is. Like it feels like it is. And I think that's just with how much the industry has changed over the last 10, 15 years. And that kind of feels like the tail end of that industry and what we've moved on to into more modern stuff, that it feels a lot older than it is.
And I think part of that comes down to like the whole history of rhythm games in this style is basically most of it is from like the PS2 and PS2 era to like the PS3, Xbox 360. Like so much of it is from that era. And like the PS4, Xbox One era only got these two games.
Yeah, and I mean, the Guitar Hero Rock Band era was about 12 years.
Yeah.
I think 2003 was their first game, I think. I think the first Guitar Hero.
Something like that.
Yeah. I think it was 2003. It was around then. And then the last game that came out, 2015.
Yeah.
12 years, and there's a lot of games in there.
Yeah, especially in those first five. Yeah,
so like, it definitely, I kind of, with that era, I kind of feel like this game feels more like it's in that early part of the era than what video games were in the later part of the era.
Yeah.
And again, this game holds up. This is a fun game, and you know, if you know someone who has it and has the peripherals and will let you come over to their house willingly to play games, this is a fun time.
Yes.
But I just think there are also elements to it that just feel old.
That's fair.
And not necessarily in a bad way.
It's just definitely it feels a lot older than 2015.
For sure. Yeah.
But also, what is time?
Yeah, that's fair.
The second question we ask of every game we play: would you like to see a remake or a reimagining in a modern setting?
I want you guys to answer first.
I think I tipped my hand earlier, is that I think this kind of perfected it in terms of gameplay and everything, that this was kind of where it is. So if there's anything else, it's just porting it, you know, maybe with less of like, you have to buy all the songs, you know, like, hey, here are peripherals, port it over, things like that. But in the end, I think that this kind of is, it feels like the end of it. Like, it feels kind of like the end. Like, support, cool, they add in there. But I don't know I don't know what they could do more with this in the future. And I kind of feel like, so in a lot of ways, my answer is no, because I feel, there is that element. This feels like we've passed it. We've passed this type of game. Mm. But if somebody can and remake it, reimagine it and create something that was like the original Rock Band in a lot of ways, defining of an entire era in a lot of ways, or Guitar Hero, I'd like to see it. I just don't know how it would be done.
Mm-hmm. That's very fair.
Fortnite Festival exists.
Mm-hmm. Fortnite Festival does exist. And that is an element.
I'm going to be honest. Fortnite Festival, even though I don't like the idea of what they're trying to do, where Fortnite is just a gaming hub with like every kind of game imaginable.
It's a weird thing.
I do not like that idea. However, Fortnite Festival is kind of exactly how I do it, where, yes, you have to buy the songs, but the game's fucking free.
Yeah.
And
that has been the Fortnite model.
And if you want to buy peripherals, you buy peripherals for you, but they are not necessary. That's kind of, I honestly think Fortnite Festival did kind of perfect this genre personally, but keep in mind, I am not the biggest fan of this genre.
Yeah.
So if what I'm saying sounds like heresy, and if you hear this, get cut off because Mason hates me for once. There you go.
No, that does make.
Yeah, that legitimately makes, as much as I don't like kind of the Fortnite model of, no, you know, I like the idea of free game, but peripherals, if you need or not, added on if you want or not. The problem, I think, with Fortnite is the addictive nature that it is to people, mm-hmm, that, like, you know, how much money is dumped into that free game for people.
So here's what I'll say, and this will play into my answer, about Fortnite Festival. As a concept, I'm not against it. I'm always for new rhythm games.
Yes.
Because I love that genre. I do want to see more of it. Fortnite has such a stigma to it that when I saw that this was out, I was like, I don't want to play Fortnite to play a new rhythm game. You know what I mean?
That's like being like the way Fortnite is. It's like back in the mid 2000s, being like, hey, you gotta get Halo 3 to be able to play your new rhythm game. Like,
yes, exactly.
It's a weird thought process, but what Fortnite is doing is very, it is different to the kind of the entire industry.
Right. I want to play a new rhythm game without playing Fortnite, because it's Fortnite, and like I like Fortnite, but it's not really for me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like an area that I feel comfortable in. I don't want to be like, Fortnite's just a kid's game and der, but that's kind of how I feel. And
It is very popular, obviously, among young and old. But yeah, it is the one game right now that I feel like old man yells at clouds. You know, it's the yes, one area where I feel like old man, even though I don't dislike the game or I don't think like that. I feel a lot like, you know, anytime somebody's talking about Fortnite, I'm like, I'm so old. Oh, no.
But
I don't feel that way, but I feel that way about any other popular game that comes out. Like, whenever people are like, hey, have you been playing Valorant? I age 50 years and turn to dust.
but kind of going back to, like, the main crux of my answer is, what I would do is pretty much what Rock Band 4 already kind of did, where I would just want it to get DLC songs until the sun burns out of the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they did. That is what Rock Band 4 did. It just happened to not be as long as I wanted it to be. Like, I would have wanted them to go on like another, I know this is pretty unrealistic, but I would have wanted them to go at least another 5 years of DLC songs, maybe even another 10 years. That's what I would want, is just keep continuously adding more songs.
There's an element of, I wonder, for a rhythm game to be what you want, is instead of trying to make something that's for its own console, like not on like Xbox or thing, or being your, the peripheral is the thing you buy, and it just forever updates.
Yes, make it its own platform.
Yeah, its own thing. That's kind of the thing that the peripherals may be on. Again, I don't know how they would do it. I don't know if the market would be there. But like, for that to, I think, work, that is, I think, what they would have to do.
And I would eat that up.
Yeah, it's again, it would be like saying, well, you know, if you go, instead of going and buying a home karaoke machine, here's this that'll be updating forever, and you get to do all these extra
here's
things.
Here's the home rock band.
Yeah, machine, yeah.
Basically. Yes.
But again, that probably would be pretty expensive, and so they're probably like, here, buy it for $650, and every song is $14.99.
Buy it for our grant. Yikes.
But like it's definitely something that I think to perfect it, I think they've gone as far as they really can with the console idea at this point. Yeah. Unless one of these consoles is actually these console companies is going to be satisfied with a console for 15 years, you know. It just I think is as far as they can go. But
very true. Very
yeah. True. Rock Band. And boys, we finished another season.
We have. We've come to the end.
Season three. We have we kind of cultivated this season in a little bit of a different way. We had a lot of weird ups and downs throughout it. We had technical difficulties and planning stuff. Mm-hmm. And but we made it. Third season here. So thank you all for listening. We appreciate it. We love all of it. We will be back. There'll be updates and different things, but we'll be back with a season four in the future. But if you want more of us, there are places you can still hear our voices, whether that's just signing up to our patreon.com/whatthebleep,
or going over to our YouTube channel where we're uploading
a lot of stuff where we're playing some of the games and doing a lot more as we are kind of evolving and growing it. But at the end of the day, our nuts and bolts are We know where we started. We know
our
where
base,
we are.
Yes.
This is what we will keep bringing out more stuff and telling you what the bleep we are playing. Burn it.